Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I seek refuge with Allah against the rejected enemy, Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have He. And I bear witness Muhammad, of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger in the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, oh, come on, we're opening up with the big hugs and love to you. Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're feeling my love back to you, and I do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Well, we are continuing to be in the third month of the Hijra calendar, Islamic calendar, and this is the month of Rabi al-Awwal. And today is the eighth day of Rabi al-Awwal. Now, didn't we come to find out, I think last week, but last week that Rabi al-Awwal is the month of love? I'm almost sure, but inshallah. Well, today is the eighth day of Rabi al-Awwal, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and September 23rd on the Gregorian calendar. And we continue to discuss tonight establishing our relationship with Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, the creator, Al-Khaliq, and our relationship with Him and His creation, alhamdulillah. And again, not so fast getting out of the salutations and happiness and celebration, alhamdulillah, of being into the new year on the Hijra calendar. So, again, New Year Mubarak, 1445, alhamdulillah. Something I was going to say. Yeah, I believe it was, I'm pretty sure, I think it was last week that I found out, well, we found out because I shared it with you all as well, that the month of Rabi al-Awwal was considered the month of love. So I should have had that up on there because you know how much I love to give out salutations of love and hugs, and I know you do too. It's just certainly just something that just feels so great when you're able to reach out and give love to everyone. Big old hugs and love. Alhamdulillah. Something I wanted to share. I'm excited, though I did get my book in the mail. I think last week we were talking about getting the books. So I had to reorder The Life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, because, you know, when you're not thinking about it and somebody asks you sincerely and it's like they really needed to do some research or something or ask you to borrow your books. And you'd be like, oh, okay. And they said, like, I'll give it back to you, right? And then you end up some kind of way getting disconnected from the person. And then there you go, and years later, you don't have your book yet. You don't have your book back. Alhamdulillah, I was able to get another copy of that, and it just came in the mail yesterday. Alhamdulillah. So I now have The Life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. And I think I have a couple of books from a couple of my dear friends that say they're going to send me books. And I'm like, oh, I want to get them while I can still read. You know what I mean? Still see to read. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so tonight, that's what we're going to continue on. And let me tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to continue discussing and elaborating on establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and His relationship, in our relationship with Him and His creation. And we're going to also tonight, I want to read some hadith, but I'm going to tell you what else I'm going to do to y'all, because see, I know we got a lot of new people coming on the line all the time, and so we just can't keep on moving on without refreshing, you know, to some degree, so that for the ones that just coming, you know, they'll be getting in, you know, from the basic of knowing and where they're going to, you know. And then for the ones that all of us that has been here all along and getting the information, it kind of refreshes our memory. So I just want to remind everyone, this is Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. Grab your pens and your paper and just get excited. Get excited because it is excitement to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop that relationship with Him. It is just, it's just amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's good feelings and everything. So grab your pen and your paper, okay? Okay, with that, so we're gonna do also some hadith, and like I said, we're gonna start from one, and we're gonna come down. We're gonna try to do at least about 10 this evening. So now this is really giving everybody an opportunity to just jump in from one of our Asma'ul Husna. We're going to get the spelling of it, the pronunciation of it, the meaning of it, and alhamdulillah. And look, I want you all to not only look them over during your week's time, looking them over and incorporating them in your life, but I would also love to hear from more of you, because I have heard from some of you in your learning of the Al-Asma'ul Husna, which we know is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. Doesn't it just excite you? It does. It does. I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. It do. Because you know why? Because I'm getting to know Allah closer, and I'm sure you're feeling the excitement as well, because when we get to know Him, you know, He brings us close. It's like He pulls us close and say, okay, my servant, you know, you're good. You're good to go. So keep doing what you're doing. And so that's what we're doing. So that's one of the reasons why I'm totally excited, okay. You are listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab right here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. You know, I think I'm going to start out with, where are we at? Yep, sure is. So I'm going to start right here this evening on right here. Start right here. Oh, come on, come on.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And just a reminder on those PSAs I started out with, because a reminder to all of you that are volunteers in the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory, you've signed up in there as volunteers. Well, you already know that we have every last Sunday of the month our MCNRD Social Connect. And that's where we come together as volunteers, and we discuss the missions and visions of CWSC, and also you're getting your volunteerism, working on your volunteerism and asking questions or sharing your experiences and everything. So, and you will be getting that information in your email, that I can give you that number. And inshallah, next week, you know what? I'm going to put that number, I'm going to put it where I can get right to it and be able to sound it out here on this program. And that way, I'll make sure that everyone have the number and be able to get on, in case you don't be able to check your email out. Alhamdulillah. And, of course, you know, we always do the love and promotion from our CWSC Executive Director, Martha Nyla, with the love and the peace and sharing the information on the Intelligentsia. So we are back. And just a reminder before we get into the presentation this evening, I want to thank all of you for being here in the studio and those of you that are out there in am360.org land. You know that should you have a question or comment you want to share, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Dial in and press 1 so I'll know that you have something that you want to share with us, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. And that goes for you all here in the studio as well. You know that you can press 1 at any time. I will recognize you in the queue and give you your opportunity as well. We want to encourage everyone to visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us. Yes, that is us, and that is our website. There's a wealth of information about CWSC and the Intelligentsia. You can also give us an email at info, that's I-N-F-O, at CWSC.us. Again, that is us. See, us compiles the Intelligentsia group, alhamdulillah. And you can do that at I-N-F-O at CWSC.us. You know, you can tweet us at CW Shura. You can give us a like on Facebook, and you can leave us a listener comment if you like at 910-317-0297, and that is the business office. But you can call and leave a comment. You can ask a question if you want someone to get back with you. Whatever you need, that is the business office number, and you dial in at that number, and someone will definitely give you a call back if they're not in there at the time that you called. But you can leave a message and they will give you a call back. Okay, now with that, I think I've covered everything, and we're going to get right into tonight's presentation. As a reminder, and as an update, if you would, to those of you who are just coming for the first time, we are studying Asma'ul Husna, and which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes. You know what an attribute is? That's the actions, if you would, of that particular name that we will be sharing with you in the Al-Asma'ul Husna. And it's so important to learn Al-Asma'ul Husna because, as the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, that for those of you that study the 99 known beautiful names, see, God and Allah highly glorified us. He have more than those 99 names, but those are the ones that we are studying. The Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has stated that for those that learn the Al-Asma'ul Husna, practicing them in their lives, on their daily lives, that, you know, really getting in it, putting it in your soul, inside of you, and believing in them and trusting in them and calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these beautiful names and attributes, that we will get a seat. I didn't say maybe now. So let's underline that we will obtain our seat in paradise. That is the driving force. That is the motivation for myself, for sure. And I'm pretty sure now that you know, and you're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna as well, that is what drives you as well, just knowing, along with the good works that we do. But learning Al-Asma'ul Husna will give us that seat in the paradise. You know, I can get it in. Start, look, I can put it in a picture for you, because see, remember, that's what Al-Islamic focus is all about too, is being able to focus. See, focus, in order to focus, you got to have something in your mind to see. Now, you may not be able to put your hand on it, touch it right here, because it might not be tangible, but it's intangible. And that's what the non-see, that's what the unseen is all about. It's intangible, you know, because we can't necessarily touch it right here with our hands. So you know, doing this, getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing that relationship with him. Because in order to believe in your Lord, you got to know who he is. You don't know who he is, you can't believe in him, because you don't even know him. You don't even know how to approach him. And so this is what the Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab and Learning Al-Asma'ul Husna provides us with, gives us the information that we're needing to establish, you know, start, develop, grow, and nourish that information to establish the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the creator of all creation, heavens and the earth, and all between, alhamdulillah. We actually began work on it to produce the desire out. We began work on learning who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, to produce the desired outcome, and that is the result of getting to know his very existence, because as we come to know with proper knowledge, contrary to what this society has put up in being the reference of God, is a man. You know, this society has done that. And so that's, again, it's very important to learn who Allah is, and not associate that type of thinking with him? How are we going to take him, Allah, alcoholic, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between now, and we just going to, first of all, the disgrace is to associate the fact that he is a man with looking like a man. That's a disgrace. And then secondly, he is the one that created man. So how are we going to, so you see how that's incorrect information that's been put out there in the society that we're living in, and for many years, because we did not have did not even know that we should even be in search of a better understanding. We didn't even know that we should be in search of a better understanding. If you are not a Muslim, I'm going to tell you right now, just bottom line, it is. Because this information that you're getting here on Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab is about Al Islam and Focus. It's about seeing the actual revelation that God has sent. Now, in the revelation that he sent, you know that, before the crime, which was the Bible, and then the one before that, which is the Torah, and we believe in these books. And it was during, you know, during the changing of the word in terms of getting a misunderstanding from the information that the prophet Jesus, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, never said he was God, but somehow they got it misconstrued and misunderstood. And then there you go, the whole society, they got them up there all on the cross. How you going to have the Lord and creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between being a man on a cross? Now, what? Is that degrading or what? That's despicable, you know, to even dare something like that. So we on the right path now. As the revelation of the Quran brought Muslims, yes, but because we were named Muslims, I believe, by Prophet Abraham. So bringing Muslims, bringing those that say this is nonsense what this society is giving us, and we want to submit ourselves to the one that really is in charge, the one that's really in charge, and we cannot, and he cannot be that which he created. You know, he cannot be that. Come on now. God going to create the heavens and the earth and all between, and then going to let himself be a man so he can be put up on the cross and lynched? Stop it. Stop it. Okay, so just putting that in there just to remind us that we actually know when you're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, it requires you believing in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, Al-Alim, he's all-seeing, Al-Basir, and no man nowhere can say he's all-knowing, and he's all-seeing, and he's all-powerful. No man can say that. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us to the right path. And so, alhamdulillah. So that is what we're working on. We are working to develop and grow the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that, we're going to start by actually getting to know his very existence, very breath, remember, because he breathed it into us, as his creation. He is the creator, and there is none comparable to him. And we are the created. And he provides for us. And Allah, highly glorified is he, invites us to acquire knowledge of him. And we can do that by reflecting upon the creation. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, just reflect. Sometimes, you know, we get so busy in this society that on our daily lives and get so engrossed in things that we are doing. Oh, it's just so important what we're doing, that we're not remembering. Stop. Slow it down. Reflect. Think about it. Think about it, because it's very important. Now, if we came from God by the fact that he created man in the first place, and Adam, and we already know that. We know Adam and Eve, Hawa, they're the first man. They're the first man. Did you hear me? Adam is the first man, and then you hear me say, and they are the first man. Well, you know, I thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Imam Waraqeen Muhammad. May Allah bless him with paradise, and I believe he will. That, you know, we were given some insight and way better understanding of knowledge and wisdom of, you know, in studying of the Quran. So we know that the creation is what he created, so we want to get quiet. Get quiet. And really think about it. Because we will be returning. There is a day after we live this life all according to whatever it is that we want to do, and whatever it is that Allah, highly glorified as he, blesses us to do, we will certainly get to that day where we will be questioned. This is a temporal existence for us. Earth is a temporal dwelling place for us. Temporal, you know, that means that we see it every day. Servants of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is calling them back to him. That meaning that they are not any longer here on this earth. That's what makes it temporary. So recognizing that and reflecting upon that, it has to give you a yearning, you know, as to what it's all about. What is this creation all about? And what is the creator all about? So that when that time do come that we will return to him, we will be of those that are in belief of Allah, highly glorified is he, and belief in his prophets, belief in his books, belief in the unseen, belief in the resurrection, belief in divine decree. We're going to be that of those. And so when the angels come to us, because we're in this belief, which are the articles that increases our faith as being Muslims, then when the angels come to us, guess what they'll do? They will gently remove our souls from our body. Gently. That will be the indication that we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is pleased with us. We don't want to be of those, and you know, that get the soul tore out. Just snatch it out. Just, you'd be like, ow, that hurts, so what? Just snatch it out. Because you were disbelievers. We don't want to do that. You don't want to do it. So I was listening at a lecture of Imam W.D. Muhammad. He was, I think it was entitled Islam, the Past, Present, and Future, or something to that effect. But in that presentation, he was mentioning for those that take upon themselves and they say, "Ah, I'm a Muslim," but your character has to be in reference to a Muslim too. And if you don't know what your character should be, then go to the Quran. Go to Quran. If you don't have a Quran and you need some help in getting one, let us know. Call that business office and let us know that you need one if you just can't afford to get you one. But I'm going to tell you right now, you know you can go on with the Amazon. You can get them at a good price and everything. But what I'm saying is get you one so you can read it, so that you can be in the know. So you can be in the know and you won't get caught out there returning to your Lord in a state of disbelief. Because it ain't no play now. Because if we get caught in a, if you're saying, "Oh, I'm Muslim, yeah, like it, but you're faking it. You're faking it. Don't do that. You're making yourself look bad. And you might think, "Well, I'm going to make them Muslims look bad because I'm going to be acting like this." No, you're making yourself look bad to try to associate yourself with those that believe in God, believe in His prophets and messengers, believe in His books, believe in the angels, His angels, those that believe in the unseen, those that believe in the resurrection, and those that believe in the divine decree of God. Say, you don't say that you do, but you, your behaviors, and inside you saying, "Yeah, I do, but I don't have to do it like they doing it." Like who doing it? Like the Muslims doing it? What is a Muslim? One is that submits to the knowledge and the information of the revelation that was sent by Allah through the angel Jibril to the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. In this case, Islam. So, you don't want to be of those that fake it. Because when you're saying with your mouth what's not in your heart, and then you go back to Allah, you're going to get a double punishment, bad punishment. You already got a bad punishment right now due to the fact that you're in disbelief. Because if you're in disbelief, you got hell upon you. You got hell upon you. You're bringing hell upon you when you're in disbelief. And don't believe me if you don't want to, but believe in the revelation. But I'm only speaking to you of what I've read from the revelation. But you know how some of us is. We're like, "I don't like the way they look. They did this and they dressed and they, what?" Something that don't even have anything to do with returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it'll get you all off the path and get you caught up. And none of us know when the hour, you know, the hour is the time that we will return back to Allah. So none of us know when that hour will come upon us, so we can't afford it. And especially if you done got to the age where you're at now, whatever age it is, if you made it to that age that far, be like, "Thank you so kindly. Please strengthen me. Strengthen me to believe in you." And when it come up to try to tell me that it's not true of what I'm believing, it, what you are teaching me in the Quran, and I'm believing in it, and something is trying to tell me that it doesn't exist, I seek refuge with you, Allah, against that type of a thinking. Say, and we got to remember we talked about the gin, because now remember, of this man that God has created, we got an intellect, or we should have, I'm wanting to say we got an interior and we got an exterior. Now remember, the interior was clothed, was built first. Because that's your heart, that's your soul, that's your essence of being. So wouldn't that say, if you understand, you believe in Allah, spend a lot of life, you're going to listen to that inner of the being that he gave you. And you're going to be aware of when something, the shaitan or the evil works or those that are in disbelief of him want to come and talk to you and whisper in your ear. To make you not, make you like, don't be believing in that. And you know, but they saying, do what you want to do. You ain't got to do it like that. You ain't got to make no 5 prayers a day. How come, what, you ain't got to do that? Well, it's what was prescribed, and if you love God like you say you do, and you learn that he said to do a certain thing, then you're going to be jumping to get it done because you're believing in him. You got to establish your belief in order to establish your relationship with him. You cannot believe, one cannot believe and have a relationship and establish a relationship if they don't believe in that information. If you don't believe in God like your lips are saying it, but in your heart you're saying, but I don't have to do what he say do, then you're not really believing. You misbelieving. You disbelieving. And you don't want to be in that. I didn't come to give a cook by on the. I'm only kidding, y'all. But this is so vitally important. This is so, it's so important. It's too important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, invites us to come to know him in two ways, by reflecting upon his handiwork, the creation, and by contemplating over the words of the Quran, pondering the meanings of those words. Because he's speaking the truth in the books. And when you say you believe in Allah, there's not going to be any type of discrimination in your thoughts when it comes to reading the Quran, because that's his book. And he tell you that in the prayer for those who pray and do good deeds, those are the ones he's favoring. Don't think he only kidding. He just saying that. God just saying that. I love God, and he know I love him. And even though I don't want to do what he's saying, and said he done prescribed, you know, like a prescription. If you got a headache or something, or a medical problem or something, and the doctor give you a prescription, he said, well, look here. I want you to take 2 of these for the next 10 days and then come back to me, and you'll see that these symptoms should be done went away. Now, you believe him, but you wouldn't believe when God say to get your prayers. And as Muslims, you got 5 daily prayers to get. As Muslims, you got a certain character that you are made of, but you won't be able to gather that character unless you are reading the book, which is the Quran, and believing in the book. A brother said before, he said, we say we believe in God. Well, if you really believe in him, then that means you believe what he says. And you will have no disputes with that. And in fact, you'd be just overwhelmingly happy to do it. You'd be overwhelmingly happy to incorporate that in your life because you believe in him. Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator, alcoholic, and you believe him, alcoholic, what he says. Okay? So this is of the ways that we can, he is, Allah, highly glorified is he, has encouraged us to look around his creation, reflect upon his creation, and contemplate the wisdom of the Quran and ponder over its meaning. The path of Allah is only illuminated when a person recognizes the central place of him, Allah, in his life. That's when the path will become illuminated. What is illuminated? I know everyone knows. But illuminated is brightness, where you can see, giving you the insight, giving you the hearing, the seeing, the feeling, the understanding, and the intelligence to bring it together and recognize, hey, God has got the number one place in my life, and that's in my heart, in my soul, and then next in my actions, in my thinking and in my actions. And they strive to develop themselves accordingly to that information. So read the Quran. Ponder over the meanings that you get. The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, Muhammad, has said, Allah highly glorified as he has said, Muslims have a direct relationship with Allah. Allah highly glorified as he says, and when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them that I have said, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. And because he's all knowing. And so now we're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, remember? And Al-Aleem, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Aleem, the all-knowing. And he says, say, and tell them that I respond to their prayers. Every supplicant, everyone that comes to prayer and ask of Allah, highly glorified is he, asking him, you know, believing in him to the point that we trust that we can come, you know, and call on him, and he's going to answer. But you got to call on him without any mediator or intercessor, anyone to stand in the place of going through them before you get to Allah. No. Don't do that. That's improper worship. Improper worship. And so that's why we want to learn Al-Asma'ul Husna, so that we can have the knowledge of proper worship, the proper words to say to our Lord, and that we know that our belief in him and what he says is going to bring the results of what we are seeking It's going to give us those results. No ifs, ands, buts about it. It's a guarantee. You know, it used to be a time way back in the day, you know, when people say, you know, ain't no guarantees in life, but the obvious that they say, you're going to stay black and die. Well, we got something changed on that one because you don't have to. Now, you might stay black and into the fact of the heritage that you came from, but, you know, they got all types of skin creams and operations and all that. When they get through, your skin will be white. So we already know that that's not the only, that's not a guarantee. But we know it's a guarantee that we will die. That's for sure. Well, that's the same thing about Al-Islam, the last revelation. Guarantee of life for those who believe. For those who believe and associate nothing in the worship of his Lord. And you get that in Surah Kaf, Al-Kaf. When we read it every the cave, and we read it every Friday as Muslims. But you'll get that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. Guarantee. That's a guarantee. Guarantee, everybody. Oh, I know you all know it that are seasoned believers. But right now, you know, we're really totally focusing on the new believer and in general, and particularly the new Shahada. Yeah. So let them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright, guided aright. And he is Allah highly glorified to see Al-Hadi guide. And you'll find that in Surah 2, Ayat 186. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, and your Lord said, call on me. I will respond to your call. You know, I just make you feel, you know. He said, call on me, and I will respond to your call. And you'll get that. In many places you'll read it, but check Surah 40, Ayat 60 on that information there. As new and seasoned believers, we now know that practicing Al-Islam and learning Al-Asma'ul Husna gives us insight to the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that encourages belief in him. And that's number one priority. That's number one fact that we have to do in order to move forward. First, believe. And don't play around with it. Really do. If you really believe, and it might seem like it might be hard, and especially for the new believers and new shahadas and even some seasoned shahadas, because you know they still trying to organize this information, organize the responsibilities, if you would, of being a Muslim in their lives, establishing that time. But you gotta want to. And if you want to, you got to put work behind it. You got to put action behind it. And not say, oh, but it's too hard. I'm too busy doing this. And I don't have enough time to do that. No. You got to prioritize the prescription that is needed for you to clear yourself of the symptoms of the illness that you have. And in this case, spiritual illness is what's going on when you're saying that you believe in God, but yet you don't seek him. You got a spiritual sickness because you have to seek him so you can get what he got to give you so that when you return to him or when you call on him, he answers you, you will see him answer you. It will give you that prescription that you need, that when you do close your eyes for the last time in this life, that you have an assurance in your very heart, in your very soul, because you believe in Allah and you believe what he say, and you in your very soul, you know, hey, it's cool. I know I got to return back to my Lord, so I'm good. Because I know I've worked here before I'm leaving. Now, I've worked here to do my very, very best in seeking him and getting an understanding of him and relating to him, you know, having that relationship with him. So you've been now, you're feeling pretty comfortable when it comes that time to return to him. You're okay. You're good with it. So learning Asma'ul Husna gives us insight into the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. It gives us that insight that encourages the belief in him. And we're not going to let anything get in the way of that belief. We're going to be true. We're going to be true to that belief. And we refuse to be fakers. We refuse to be fakers. And because if you think that by faking it, and one day you say, oh, yeah, I believe. And then in one set of people, you say, oh, I believe, sitting in their group, and you're like, oh, yeah, and Allah, I love him, and I believe him and everything. Then you get into the next circle of people that are without knowledge. They without knowledge, so they don't believe. And so then you get with them and say, yeah, I don't believe it either. I just tell them I do. Well, remember this. Allah, highly glorified is he. He is al-Basir, the all-seeing, and as-Sami, the all-hearing. So we don't want to be a fake. We want to be truthful. We want to be true to our word and want to stand firm to our word. And I'm definitely making the duas for the new believers and the new shahadas. Things that you can do every day to benefit yourself and strengthen your relationship with Allah. You want to pay attention to building a relationship with Allah through prayer. Prayer is so vital. It will be inquired into on the day that we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will not be able to put up any excuses at all. Now, I'm talking and I'm sharing this in this manner, everyone, and mainly, like I say, for the new believer and the new shahada. Because whether one takes Islam or prefers Islam to as his religion, or whether he prefers to read the books of the Torah, the book of the Jews, or the Bible, the Injil, still believe in what you say you believe in and establish what that revelation said to you to establish. Because you are building your relationship with God. You're building that relationship. Whatever beautiful name of the religions that have been revealed and that they call upon him, you can call upon him of those names. So if you want to study the book of the Holy Bible, if you want to study the book of the Torah, and you don't, you say, well, but you see, the thing of it is, this is what is so beautiful and so important, that for real, I'm for real now, you want to be up to date, you know, and in the know when it comes to revelation. See, I would rather want to be in the know. When Allah say, well, I revealed books before this, and I gave you some information in there, and this is the final book. Well, I'm not going to be satisfied with just reading them first two books, and he tell me that this one here is another one that he didn't send, but it's the final one. And I'm going to say, well, I don't want to read the final one. I just want to stay reading on the first two. We'll be inquired in on that too, because the information then came through the revelation. So you either believe or you disbelieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, and I believe this is in Surah Qaf too. So let him who believe, believe, and let him who disbelieve, disbelieve. So ain't nobody twisting nobody's arms and stuff. But as a fellow believer, I want to see everybody be a believer. And anything that I can do to encourage them in belief, then that's what I'm going to do. Because it's a good thing to believe. We want to encourage in other things. Why would we not want to encourage in belief in Allah? We want to do that. And as servants of Allah and believers in him and what he say, then we're going to do just that. We want everybody else to know and believe too. So you want to start by learning your salat, doing voluntary acts, good acts, taking care of the poor, giving to the poor. Remember those who ask and those who don't ask. If you look up there and you see that they're in need and you see that, that's the way you can get close to Allah. That's the way you build a relationship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because little as you know, I've seen these pictures, I'm pretty sure you have too, you know, where they had this undercover, I just use this in here, but undercover people that are doing acts of kindness undercover. You know, they may look like, oh, they ain't nobody and they ain't got nothing hardly, you know, but a scenario be put in front of you by them to see, you know, where your thinking is. But see, you didn't know that that was a scenario and that that person was in good standing with their Lord and your Lord had blessed them. But it looked like they just all poor and stuff and don't have anything. So, but you don't know the difference of what's going on, but because of your belief in Allah, then you say, oh, I see that this person is in need. And then you go and you try to help that person and you give what you can. Then next thing you know, that person turn around, come back to you. Hey, excuse me and thank you so kindly for giving me that, but I got $1,000 I want to give to you right here. Just because you had such a belief in God and recognized that a situation had been put upon you and you wanted to do what was pleasing to him according and what he has prescribed for you to do as a servant of his, and you actually set out to do it and see how you got blessed. But if you do the same thing, that situation comes to you and you be like, oh, no. And then go tell somebody else don't help. You say, oh, I ain't going to help them. And then when you see somebody else trying to help them, you go and tell them, dog, don't help them. What do you think that's doing? You think that's giving you points with your Lord? You think he loving that, who's smiling and saying, ooh, look at my servant being resistful on helping that person that's in need. Oh, you got some serious contemplating to do when you want to think like that. As a matter of fact, you know, mentioning of that, just recently, and I seen a couple from another, and as a matter of fact, from I would think it was from an Arab country or India or somewhere like that. It wasn't India, because usually I know them because they had those things on it, them little things. But anyway, they was from the East. I know that, and I can't remember the name of the country that they said they were from. But in any case, so I'm like, that's not important. Wherever they was from, to me, that wasn't the big important thing. The big important thing that they were standing out there with their family with the sign held up, help us, please. We're homeless and we got children to feed. Right then and there, the believer, oh my goodness, that just touched they hurt so much, and you like, you don't even think about what you don't have. You think about what I can give. That's what you're thinking about. And so I approached them to, you know, to give what I could give in word and in, you know, resources, the best that I could do. And you know, hugs and love. Now, you know, everybody don't get a hug and love from me, so don't start. They're getting it. And they want it. And so, and the babies and all, oh, in the case. So as I was leaving, this young lady, she pulls up and flags me down. So I'm like, okay, let me see what she wants. I said, yes, dearie. She said, don't give them anything. She said, they were up on such a sit corner, and they were doing this, and they were doing that. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, okay, Allah. I am trying to move on because I had some other things to do. So I just wanted to do the good deed and keep it moving. And here comes someone telling me, don't do the good deed because these people were somewhere else asking for help. It's somewhere else. And I'm thinking that if she's in touch with the news and what's going on in the world today, we would know that we have an influx of migration and immigrants coming to migrate and live in this country because of things that are going on in the countries that they're in. Now, if our country is saying, okay, we're going to accept people coming from another country, and the influx that we have, and it's just hardly any place to really put them up or anything, and a lot of them, they're going to be out asking people on a daily basis. It's going to become like a job to them because they need a roof over their head, and they got themselves and their babies to feed. And if they didn't think about themselves to feed, they got their babies to feed because them babies is not responsible for getting them no food. They are responsible. So I'm like, you know, she should be thinking of that. She was so adamant about it, you know. And that's all I could think of in my head. I'm like, oh, Allah, help her. Because, you know, you don't know how sometimes people, we get so excited about things not doing the way that we want them to. We'd be ready to fight somebody. If you trying to tell them to do something good, they'd be ready to fight somebody. They fight you because you telling them to do something that God loves. So We have to be mindful of that. We want to benefit ourselves every day to strengthen our relationship with Allah, reading, doing our salat, doing good acts, fasting is in there. We want to read at least one ayat from the Quran. If you're busy, you got such a busy day, just make sure every day you read something from the Quran. Because I was reading just recently, it says, open the Quran like, you know, don't have a specific place to go, but just open it up. And wherever you come on, whatever page it opens up to, then read that, because that is our message. See, when we are developing that relationship, we begin to hear our Lord. We begin to see him. We begin to have a stronger belief in him. We begin to have a stronger trust in him. And when we open up the Quran and we read and we get that information, that's information for us to put into our pockets that day, into our purse or what have you, our bag, our knowledge bag. If you don't see where you can use it right this time, watch and see, it's going to come up where you're going to need that very information that you just read. You're going to need it, because you're going to let your mind, you're going to let your mind remember that one information that you got out of that ayah. You're going to make your mind remember that. You know, I know as seasoned Muslims, you know, seasoned believers, you're like, oh, this is elementary. And it may be, probably is. But guess what? Some elementary person needs it. So don't think just because you done got up and we done got up and learned a little something, now we don't have time to even go back through the information or go back over the information that we have been blessed to come in contact with. You don't want to do that. So when I say this program here is truly for the new Shahada and the new believers, but for the seasoned ones as well, that is just what it is. So I always say have patience, because even in old information that we would think that's old information to us, comes out a new revelation. A new revelation. So alhamdulillah. Okay, so and also, so we're going to read at least one ayah from the Quran. We're going to make positive connections. We're going to make positive connections with others to strengthen your communication skills. So, because if you're reading at least one ayat a day, and you are actually performing your prayers, your salats, and you're actually doing good works, you're going to want to be in connection with others that are in the same, you know, thinking that you are. What did they say? Something like scissors sharpen scissors or something like that. So you sharpen each other. In other words, you strengthen each other in your communication skills. See what I'm saying? You strengthen each other. So we're not saying be hard on yourself at all. Not saying that. Don't be hard on yourself. Mm-mm. But work with others. You know, in the Quran where it says, keep your hearts in your mind with those, this paraphrasing, keep your heart, or it says your contentment. Keep your heart content with those who worship and recognize their Lord and make their prayers and keep their remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do that. That's what you'll do in strengthening your communication skills and understanding the discipline that you have to apply to yourself in order to believe and have trust in that belief so that you can recognize the seen and the unseen. Alhamdulillah. Okay, y'all. Okay. I don't want on through here, but we're going to have to take that pause for public service announcement and very important information. And you are listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And we will be right back after these public service announcements.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain Information is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Our Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyourislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. Just a reminder, tomorrow, but first I'm going to do this here. We are back, okay? And just a reminder for you out there in the am360.org land, should you have a question or comment you want to share, please, you'll have to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And press 1, and we will recognize that you are in the queue and give you that opportunity to share with us. Also, we want to encourage you to visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that is our website, and that is us. And get more information on the intelligentsia of CWSC. Community-wide Shura Conference. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook or leave us a listener comment at the business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you reach out to connect with us, we appreciate you kindly, and we look forward to hearing from you. Just to go back, it's a reminder to everyone to join us tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 11 o'clock, a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. Wait a minute. I believe it's at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time right here on AM 360 for Study Al-Islam with Fitra Muhammad, the promoter of that program. She's the her and her staff guests will be there starting at 10 o'clock a.m. To 11 o'clock. And then I believe, you know, I was trying to think of that young lady's name. Her name is, I believe she is Priscilla Aziz, and she will be on Not Just Talk. Not Just Talk. No, Not Just Talk. That's another one. Talk About It. She'll be on at 4 o'clock, everyone, and I get her mixed up. She's an Aziz as well. She'll be on at 4 o'clock tomorrow, right before the contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hamid. And I think Mohassan Abdul Salam is on that program as well, and they'll be doing contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad at 5 o'clock. So her name is Aziz, and she'll be coming on with her program at 4 o'clock. So join us tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and each program will give you the information to come back after their program is on, okay? So So we look forward to you all joining us tomorrow as well. Okay, we are back. I wanted to get into a little hadith today. I had a couple of hadiths that come to me this week, and I said, oh, you know how I am. I always want to share. I wanted to also to get in doing some al-asma ul-husna because for the new person, this people that are on this evening coming in to let you know what the al-asma ul-husna is and to give you a few of them just to get you started and just to remind us where we're coming from in terms of learning, having already been here and learning al-asma ul-husna. I want to get into that too. But I want to read just a couple of hadith something about strengthening. Well, one of the PSA was saying, narrative inspiration, I believe, was that she was saying on that particular PSA, you have to aspire and you have to inspire yourself to learning so you'll have the information that will strengthen your faith as a new Shahada and as a new believer. Come to the law. Okay. These are a couple of hadiths I wanted to go and share with you all today, and you'll see why when I do. This particular hadith is about strength. And Abu Abd Allah B. Masood, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, is saying, whom do you consider a wrestler, you know, like you're wrestling with something, among you? The people replied, the man whom the men cannot defeat in wrestling. The Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, said, no, it is he who controls himself when he is angry. So he would be the wrestler that is among you, that you would then yourself control yourself when he becomes angry. And that was related by Sunan Abi Dawood, book 43, hadith 7. Listen at this ear. You know what? This particular, I had a situation that taken place with me, and I consider myself a seasoned. Now, to some Muslims that have been here longer than I have studied and know better than what I know about some things, I would be still like a new Shahada, a new believer, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I've been a Muslim, but this information that I'm sharing with you all, this is information that's come to me in the last 5 years. But now, I've been a Muslim since I was 5 years old. See, so I would consider myself seasoned to that respect. But I had myself an incident that taken place not so long ago, and I tell you what was going down, it almost took me off my my path of controlling myself. The anger that I was about to display, it was in my mind, you know, what was going on. It was like I caught myself, and I said, oh, Allah, thank you so kindly. So no matter if we're seasoned or if we're new Shahadas or new believers, we still have to remember, as the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, saying, they never become angry never become angry. And I believe in that particular hadith, he said it three times. So he that controls himself when he is angry or when anger situations approach upon him, and he say, oh, Allah, thank you for catching me. Thank you for catching me and holding me still, making me stand still. So it's up on us to control ourselves. Remember, we talked about the jinn, and that is the one that we have to control. The jinn does not, and that takes us back to what we said earlier when we first just come in, that the mankind, have an exterior and an interior. And that interior is the jinn. You know, that's that thought that can come to our mind, or that person that comes, it's that spirit that comes, you know, and say, well, just get real mad about that, you know, and then you submit to that. Yeah, you're right, I am mad about it, and I'm going to do something. See, so now you're getting yourself in trouble because you are listening to that jinn rather than saying to the jinn, hey, remember the Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace of Allah be upon him? It was a situation, and he was asked, I say, do you not have a jinn? And he said, yeah. He said, but I made my jinn submit. That right there, that was the clue. That was the sign that Allah had sent to us that we are the ones that are in control of that inside spirit. It doesn't control us. So the believer knows and understands that he is the one that controls that inner spirit. And if the inner spirit says, oh, you know, you ain't got to go to prayer. You too busy doing this, or you got to go do that. And you say, oh, you're right, I do. I got to go do that. Then you're heading for trouble because you are the one that are in control of the inner of you. When you're in control of the inner of you, you're going to recognize the truth of the matter when it comes to you. And they're going to say, oh, have you done your prayer? It's time for Zuhr. It's time for Fajr. Whatever prayer is time for, you say, oh, it's time for, or don't you see that person in need? Think consciously that you need to help that person. You see, then that's you in control. And you're saying, oh, okay, let me do this because this would be pleasing to my Lord for me to do. Or let me look at this in another way or handle this in a better way that will be pleasing to my Lord. And by you not becoming angry and you telling your inner self, hey, this is what we going to do, then you're in control of your emotions. And you're observing your own self-restraint. And you're maintaining, you're like, oh, just chill. You are the one that's doing this to your, reminding you yourself. Don't let yourself remind you. You remind yourself. And when you do that, you're stronger than a wrestler because now you have worked on your patience and perfecting your character, which is nobody else's business to do but you. And it's so important to you that you want to please your Lord. So you're going to do it, okay? Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go on. I seen something else I wanted to read on that, but I'm gonna go on and move to one of. I got a couple other ones that I wanted to read. I had put stars by them. So that was the hadith about strength, having the strength to talk to your spirit and make your spirit do what you know is the right thing for it to do, and you yourself comply with it. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let me see what did that one say. particular hadith, I'm going to read these two more, and then I'm going to try to do some al-Asma'ul-Husna. Let's see. This one here is about this particular hadith, and is about teaching the Quran. See, everybody knows for the season believing the season Shahada, knows that the hadith, these are the words and wisdoms and the teachings of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, and it was the actions that he taken about different situations. I'm so glad I got my book today, and so we're going to read from that book too. Yeah, we're going to do that, read the life of the Prophet Muhammad, so that all of this information we getting about his character and everything, how he was and things that he said, we're going to get the full background on him by just, we're going to read that book. I'm doing a lot. We're going to start doing that too. I don't want to put too much up on us because I really do want us to learn al-Asma'ul-Husna. That was the most important thing, okay? So this particular hadith is about teaching the Quran. It says, now read it. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, that the messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, has said, the most superior among you Muslims are those who learn the Quran and teach it. And this is related by Sahih al-Bukhari, Book 66, Hadith 50. Learn the Quran and recite it regularly. We were talking about that earlier, because when you're reading the Quran, and it make it easy on yourself now. If you just read one ayat a day, every day of the year, and you remember that ayat, you know, learn it. What did it say to you? You know, if you just do that, learn it and recite it regularly when you're able to. Then teach it, we will be among the best of the Muslims. May Allah bless all our Quran teachers. Let me say, I mean. But you see what it says? It says, learn the Quran, recite it regularly, then teach it, and you will be among the superior of Muslims because you learn the Quran and you teach it. Because don't none of us, not any of us, know it all. None of us know it all. Okay, I'm going to do one more. I think I did this one, didn't I? I think I did this one last month. Here, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's got a star by it and I can't recall particular, because all of this is in relation to establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the outcome that we are hoping for is being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning and actually living it. So this particular hadith is about gatekeepers of paradise. I think I remember reading this. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. I heard the Prophet, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, saying, whoever spends in Allah's cause will be called by the gatekeepers of paradise, who will say, oh, so-and-so, come on. Now, this is the gatekeepers of the paradise. And just imagine this. Now, you are serving. Let me check my board right quick before I get to getting in too much of this. I'll make sure I'm here. Because I hear people say, well, you didn't get to me. Let me just check me out. Okay, no one's there. Okay, so I'm going to go back here to here, right here. Okay, so whoever spins in Allah's cause will be called by the gatekeepers of paradise, and they will say, oh, so-and-so, come on. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, such a person will never perish or be miserable. And you want to be known by the gatekeepers like that of paradise? You want to be known. So they'll say, yeah. Oh, you know, it's like real chummy with you, you know. Oh, yeah, I know so-and-so. Oh, yeah, come on in, honey. You know, we know you. You know, and so he said, they will say, oh, so-and-so, come on. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, such a person will never perish or be miserable. And the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, said, I hope you will be among such person. That is so beautiful. And that was Sahih al-Bukhari, 59, Hadith 27. Can you imagine the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, warning someone to be of paradise? Do you want to be of those people? I'm sure you said, yeah, excitedly, emphatically, yes. And spend in Allah's cause with the best of intentions. With the best of intentions. So if you're learning your prayer, have pride in making that prayer. And if you make it and you make a mistake, ask Allah's forgiveness and to help you to learn better so that you can overcome those mistakes and do it as a perfect way, best way that, you know, that will don't be no mistake without the mistake. Because your heart is right about it. You have a care about having the best feelings, the best thoughts when it comes to making your prayers, learning those prayers. And I'm definitely sending this out. You know this right now. In particular, to everyone in general, all Muslims in general, but particular to the new Shahadas and the new Shahada. Because as a new Muslim, you know that prayer is essential and is an essential part of being a Muslim. So you want to have the best of intentions when you go to make that prayer. Because in doing and having the best intentions when you go to make that prayer, do you know that that is spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the gatekeepers of the paradise will say, oh, so-and-so, oh, yeah, come on in. Yeah, come on, because you have the best of intentions. And you're making your prayers. You're learning them. When Allah sends you the information, know he done send it to you. Feel good that he had chose you to send that information to. Don't look up on it as it's a burden and that you feel that you don't have to do that. Because if you really love yourself and love your Lord, or I say love your Lord, you're going to love yourself, and you're going to be so excited to learn those prayers and make your prayer. Okay? So, May Allah accept all your efforts and make you the people of paradise. And to that we say, I mean. So that's where we're trying to go. That's our objective. That's our goal. Alhamdulillah. Okay. We got about 15 minutes here. Did we have anyone that had a question or a comment? Let me check it out right quick. Let me check it. Okay. Because I don't mean to keep you in the studio too long. Okay, on the board. But let me see. I can't see. Oh, I love you so dearly. And there is someone here in the queue. I'm going to go right there. 773-449. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. I believe I know.
Yeah, you know. I sound like this.
You want to take my
slow? I do.
I don't be wanting to take off.
I said. I'm going to press this one so she won't say that I was the one that said I couldn't get in. You know, just those few words. I got on a little late because I was on another call, but just those few words that you just said about our intentions and don't be, when we make a mistake, you know, to still keep pushing forward, especially in our prayers. But we can use that as an incentive to, in life, you know, which are the favorites. Lord, will you deny? Because Allah give us so many favors. And we are not to take for granted any of them, no matter how big, no matter how we could say small, because really we can't really even imagine. We should just be grateful that He's given to us, you know. And it's always, always more to learn, you know, it just is, you know, whether we are youth or a senior citizen, you know, it's always more to learn. And the main thing is keeping an open mind, you know, through our journey called life. just those three words you said just now, it just resonated with my soul, you know, because sometimes we can go through life, and I wouldn't say making excuses, but sometimes we fall short. We fall short in our duties and our responsibilities and maybe not prioritize as much as we should prioritize. The main thing is, as I said, keeping the main thing, you know, and we get sideswiped. But the main thing is to get refocused, you know, and ask Allah for the light of understanding, you know. Because sometimes if they talk about the pomp and glitter of life, through that glitter, it you know, sometimes glitter just draw you to it. It just draw you to it. And it could be so in the wrong direction. It could be so wrong. Either Allah will send you a message of His revelation, or He'll send a messenger with a revelation, you know. And that could be another person, you know, what you just said a few minutes ago. It was short, but it was powerful. Say something, you know, in acknowledgement and appreciation. And you know me to preach. I go around the corner, down the block, and up corn again, you know, just trying, you know, in my striving, you know, because I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to learn something, you know, and even sometimes I think I know it all. But Allah has to bring me back. And, you know, when I say that, it means that a lot of times when we don't have, we may not have had maybe like a parent that was there to guide us all along the way, you know, in our formative years. And so we kind of like pick up things along the way. And if it helps us get to the next step, we might sometime get use that as a foundation to move on when it could be also not that. It's more to that journey of evolution, you know, it's more to that journey of evolution. But if we haven't put ourselves in the environment to grow, then we pretty much operating on what we know. And a lot of times we don't know that we don't know. And if we did, it'll make a difference. That's one of my famous sayings because it's so precious to me. So we ask a lot light of understanding. And like I said, we don't know where it's all going to come from, you know, but keeping an open mind just to receive is the key.
That's right.
So I just wanted to acknowledge you, you know, for what you just said. And I'm growing. Allah is blessing me in so many, many, many ways to see. Sometimes we have to take self-assessment. We have to take self-assessments of ourselves, you know, especially when operating in a certain perspective and find out some more to it than that, you know. And we ask Allah to help us to grow and to grow. And, you know, so thank you for the breather.
And I know you, and I know you are a seasoned Muslim. But even so, you're even bringing forth yourself how important it is that even when you feel like you might be kind of not all the way up to par on whatever that you may have made a decision on, you still don't beat yourself up about it. You say, "Okay, Allah, let me focus here. Let me just stay focused and have patience." And that's good information for the new believer in the new Shahada. And I certainly do appreciate you coming in, sharing that with us.
Alhamdulillah. Thanks Allah for giving me that insight, you know. And just want to keep myself as an open vessel so he can continue to do that in my spirit. And then I'll be instrumental in, you know, sharing it with others so they can just get the benefit of it.
That's right.
And two, staying open that I can learn from others as well, you know. It's law of reciprocity. You give, you take, you know. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister the Priest. I appreciate you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, kind of, Amir Muhammad. And, yes, appreciate you. And we'll talk, inshallah. Thank you, so kind.
Yes,
Alhamdulillah. That's wonderful. And that's what I'm saying. You know, see how we learn from each other. And when Allah sends something that can, like, you know, stick on our heart and be like, "Oh, well, yeah, that just come to my spirit on that. Let me share this out and, you know, with someone else," because someone else, trust me, is thinking the same thing and feeling the same way about something that's going on in their life, and perhaps they want to push the one and share it, but, you know, they don't, you know, they're like, "Oh, that's okay." And then somebody come on and say it. That even in itself can make them feel better, but we want to encourage you, because then that should encourage you as well to press one and come in and share what's on your heart, what's on the inner of you, which is your spirit, and that you want to share. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much again, Sister Mira. Alhamdulillah. Okay, with that, we got about 5 minutes. You know, at one time we did have 3 hours, right? But don't nobody even go there. Because you know we ain't going back to 3 hours. Alhamdulillah. Two is, alhamdulillah. But we were finishing up on the hadith, and this is just a little note here. I'm tell you about how Al Asma ul Husna is all about. And you know, we were talking about Al-Asma ul-Husna is the beautiful names of Allah. And of course, it's not the only ones, but these are the ones that we're dealing with, and these can get us a seat in paradise. But just to sum up this whole entire program tonight, I did mention to you that I was going to do Al-Asma ul-Husna, so I'm going to do at least one. And we're going to say Al-Hadi is the guide. So, and remember what we're talking about tonight, for the whole thing connecting it now. And if we believe in Allah, and we believe in what he say, and we are allowing ourselves to be guided, then that's what we'll get. If a servant of Allah wishes to be on the right track, his guidance will be proportionate with his concise management in the attainment of his religious objectives. So you're going to be learning about Al-Asma, Al-Husna. You're going to be learning the religion of Al-Islam. You're going to be learning your prayers. So we must deal with our Lord Al-Hadi in a way whereby he properly relies on his Lord to guide him. See? Because now that's the only somebody we got to get good guidance from is from him. And our Lord then will guide us to reform our own selves first. See? He'll guide us to that. Just like that sister there was just saying, you know, when you stop, and we were saying in the presentation tonight, and you stop and you reflect and you take that moment and you ask yourself the pertinent questions that you need to ask about your Lord that will strengthen your belief and your trust in him. And you say, yeah, I seek refuge with my Lord because I know he's going to protect me from the suggestion that I do not have to hear him. In other words, it's a suggestion that comes up and says, oh, you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to pray five times a day. You don't really have time. You know, you're really busy. But see, the one that has that concise management within himself and relying on the guidance of his Lord and Cherisher, he knows that when he seeks that refuge with his Lord against that attack of that information that wants to get you off and get angry and get upset or get you to the point where you, I don't feel like doing it and I ain't doing it, but it needs to be done. So you don't want to listen to that one. And so we seek refuge with Allah, highly glorified is he. And he protects us. He protects us. And we got to trust that that's what he does. When he says that's what he does, then we say, thank you, Allah. And I'm going to have patience. And I'm going to make my prayer. And if I make a mistake, I'm going to learn where that mistake was I made, and I'm going to keep the faith to continue to carry on in doing what I need to do in pleasing you, Allah, because this is giving me opportunity to get to know you. Alhamdulillah. And this is what we're striving for. This is what we're talking about here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, getting closer to our Lord. Actually obtaining by his grace and his mercy the insight of him, of his very existence, and trusting that we'll learn Al-Asma Al-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and attain our seat in the paradise. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody, we got to go. Okay, I love you dearly. You know I do it. I certainly do appreciate your being here this evening with us. And we're going to go on and wrap it up. Let me just check my board, make sure. Okay, I have no more hands raised. And we're going to go out as we always do. We're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all as believers, new and seasoned believers, to have a fantastic upcoming week. A blessed Jumu'ah Mubarak coming up. Alhamdulillah. And Oh, Juma was beautiful. Yeah, Juma, this past Juma was beautiful. I'm sure it was for you as well, but I'm going on. Bless us with a fantastic week. Juma Mubarak coming up. We want to pray for the homeless and those that are in need, the homeless, those that are hungry. Oh, my God, you be, okay. We pray Allah, and what Allah will suffice them. Suffice them with the shelter that they need. Suffice them with the food that they need for them family, themselves and their family. And bring them whole. Bring them together. Give them hope and faith and encouragement. And to that we say, I mean. We pray for those who are ill. Oh, my God, let me know. You know, those that are ill, and they come up with these diseases and things that people have, and they call them cancers and stuff like that. And I'm sure many of us are experiencing some of that. Sometimes right in our own families, you know, or just some dear loved one that we know, precious friend, and they're experiencing. But we want to give them encouragement and remind them and ask Allah in our duas for them to heal them. And heal them with an expedient healing. Let me tell you, and you know Allah will. Oh, baby, you know he will now. Now, if you're new shahada and you ain't experienced nothing like this yet, just know, as a seasoned shahada letting you know, and a seasoned believer, I done seen it with my own eyes, that he will heal those that it is said they got a life-altering disease. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mutadir. That's one of the 99 al-asma'ul husna. And he is the all-powerful. And he can remove anything and everything that we pray to him. And he says when we pray to him, he told us tonight, when we call on him, he answers that call. He is al-mujib, the respondent. Responsive. He responds to us. So trust it. You can trust that. It's a guarantee. Is a guarantee. So, and we pray for their expedient recovery, and we pray that their recovery is though it had never been there. And to that we say, I mean. And we pray for those of our loved ones that has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we all will. And we pray that Allah, highly glorified is he, have patience and mercy and forgiveness upon them as returning to them and bless them with his paradise, as we were reading tonight, that they have lived the life that was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the gatekeepers of the paradise, as we was reading it earlier, they'll say, oh yeah, her. Oh yeah, him. Oh yeah, come on up in here. Just like that, we're old friends. Come on. We want to be of those. Alhamdulillah. I pray Allah bless us and strengthen us. And the best way to get blessed and strengthened, learn the religion. Be true to it. And if it seems like it's difficult, Allah to help you in learning it. And remember, he does send the help. And remember your angels that sit on your right and on your left. They are there writing down your intentions and the things that you're doing. So you certainly want to be of those that are showing some faith in what you've been given is the teaching of the Quran to do. You want to be of those. And to that we say, I mean, and we pray for those that have been left behind from their loved ones returning to Allah, highly glorified as he is, we all must do, but they return before them, that he give us patience and peace and contentment in handling that and dealing with it and continuing on in this life to do what it is he have us here to do. And to that we say, I mean. Oh, okay. And with that, we're going to get ready to close out. Remember, tomorrow for the volunteers now, check your email out. And inshallah, next week, I'm going to have that number ready for you so that I can print a result to you in case that you don't get to your email, so that you can be a part of the meeting tomorrow for the MCNRD Social Connect Conference starting at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And we're usually in there about an hour, okay, so it's not going to take up your whole day. Okay, so inshallah, we'll look forward to hearing from you. So with that, I'm going to give everyone these big old hugs and love. And I tell you what I'm going to send us out on today. I do like to send us out normally on a really good, like a good recording or something, a nice song or something. But I'm going to tell you about this particular PSA before I play, and it's called the Caregiver Support. Now listen to it. And you're going to see what I'm talking about when I say, I know it's talking about caregivers, but check this out. We are all caregivers only to ourselves and those that we know. But we also help those that we don't know and caring for them as well and benefiting our lives. So check it out. So with that, come on, big old hugs and love. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you so kindly for being here, and may Allah continue to bless us in all our endeavors and bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising tomorrow, inshallah. We're going to go out with this PSA. Hugs and love.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Alhamdulillah, I know y'all got it. Make the connection. Now, I know we're talking caregiver, but you're also talking about caregiving of yourself and studying this religion and learning al-asma ul-husna and being able to, you know, to actually into your doings every day in your life living, incorporating this information in your life, having faith and trust in what you're getting. You're a caregiver, and you'll be the best caregiver that you will know because you are arming yourself with the information that is needed to make you be the best servant that you can be to your Lord and cherish Allah, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and make you be the best human being that you can be. Love you all dearly. As-salamu alaykum. Bismillah.